Mr. Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Representative Vansler, for being here this evening and talking to the council that you were once on. I got just a few items and issues that are kind of my kind of issues and items. First off, we're an owner's state, and I would say that every representative has forgotten that since the 70s, since Jay Hammond was our governor, and hasn't fought for the owner's state that we are. Because I differ a little bit with Mr. Springer here. All that oil is ours, and the oil companies don't care. They really don't care about the state. When that oil's gone, they're gone, and we're set here with nothing. The permanent fund was developed by Governor Hammonds and those representatives to help us in the future when the oil's gone. And they haven't really done a good job since they won the battle over that taxation. Because when I looked at that, when I was a small business owner, I was able to take off all my energy costs, my wear and tear on my vehicle as a deduction. They could have come back to the state, said, we owe you nothing in revenue. But we said, well, they know more than us, and we have to stop that. Because right now we're hurting because of that. You're talking about $100,000 in income lost, pretty much, or $50,000 of income because of our permanent funds not coming out here. $2,000 with 25,000 people is $50,000 loss of income in the Delta going to somewhere else in the state. And that hurts us locally because then we, as somebody says, our finance director goes, why are we not collecting sales tax as we once did before? Is it our people going to Amazon? Or is it our people from the villages? And I've said this before, Bethel doesn't pay for Bethel. The villages pay for Bethel because they come here and shop more than we do. And that's my personal opinion. People might have different opinion. But if you take that income out of our region to pay for somebody in Ketchikan so that their, you know, airport is run or their little ferry from the airport is running, that's only hurting us. I believe that money in the hands of the people that can do best with it is always better than big business. And I believe when Jay Hammond said, a small state is a good state. Your local government should have the money. And I'm very hurtful since the time of the 70s that the legislature has told us that they know how to represent us better than ourselves with community revenue sharing practically going to zero. And that's really concerning to me because as you just heard, people are concerned about sales tax. They're concerned about their little businesses out here. And it's an issue for me. I don't like big government. Love the aspect your house is bipartisan. I hate parties. They've only hurt our state. You know, I'm glad to see in the past when the Senate was the same way as the House, because I think that's a better representation for our state. Because once you abide to a party, you stop listening to the people. That's one of my pet peeves. Also, one of the things is you brought up about oil companies and their employees who work week on, week off, take their money down to the Lower 48. It's also the fishing industry, logging industry, and even our state employees are doing that now. And I have state employees that work 1 week up here and go out. And it's really concerning when we have state employees that are not even living in the state anymore. And there's a major push that we're doing that instead of trying to keep them local. Because they say that we can't get people in rural Alaska, in your region, to even do child protection anymore. It's a major concern. Also, the one thing that's really killing our region out here is energy costs. You know, you can take the energy costs that we have seen, $50 a barrel, and gone to the energy that we have out here, and we're still getting spanked by Crowley and all our oil companies because they say we don't care because we're not fighting. We have a consent decree with Crowley over the tank farm that was done many years ago. And we've gone back to the state and said, hey, can we open up that consent decree because they're not treating us right? And the state comes back to us and says, where's your documentation? How can we get documentation on a publicly owned corporation. State is hurting us because we're up here to Crowley, who can give people millions of dollars, and we're here going, it's coming out of this region. I just saw that on our energy. Our electricity rates are going up because fuel is going up. So that's double whammy. And our big problem is AC. Bananas are still at the same cost they were when we were at $6 a barrel. Milk is at the same. So we lost some of that, I guess, an aspect of getting out and having competition. And we've lost that competition with our oil, with our electricity. I'm not saying we have, but especially our oil and our food. We're paying so much in this town for food, we can't buy anything else. And if we can't buy anything else, we're not selling things. And if we can't sell anything, our city is harmed by that. So that's a major concern. And I just have that concern that sometimes Juneau has their head in the sand. You know, now that's just a couple of my issues. Thank you for being our representatives, or representative. Thank you for what you do down in Juneau for us, and thank you for having our ear.
And thank you, and your points are very well taken as well, and you know, I agree. Our state is so large and so diverse that it only makes sense for the majority of the power to be wielded locally. It's nearly impossible to have one area kind of know what's best for the entire state. So I agree, we need to get that money back into the hands of our local municipalities and our local people. They will determine what's best and what the priorities are for their region. You know, and that's something that always occurs to me, something I always care about and try to keep in mind while I'm down there. You know, the energy costs out here are atrocious. They are something that we need to do. I am the co-chair of what's called the Innovation Caucus. One of the things that we're proudly supporting is hopefully the upcoming Energy Prize, which is an innovation competition in an attempt to lower energy costs. You know, and if you look at things like the gray water program, that experimentation that's being done around the state, and particularly here with YKHC and things like that, those are the things that we need to do. We need to innovate our way out of this to some degree. And the thing I'll tell you the most, I would say 75% of my job when I'm down there is being an educator, because you know, I sit next to a guy on the floor from Wasilla, you know, and he doesn't know what it's like out here. I mean, you know, he, and not that he should necessarily, I guess, be blamed for that, but, you know, just like I don't know what's going on in Fairbanks as well as someone from Fairbanks, or I don't know exactly how things happen in Ketchikan, someone from those places doesn't know what it's like out here. So when you talk to people and you say, well, we need money for water and sewer projects, or we need capital projects, you know, to complete the institutional corridor so that we can have water going here and the city of Bethel can make this, people look at you as if you're, you know, talking out of the back of your head, and they say, well, I thought we got rid of the honey bucket. Didn't Tony Knowles promise we were going to do that? We were going to put it in the museum. And you know, they think that happened. They don't understand. You go to a village and you're still using a honey bucket. You know, you go here, we still have hauled water. We're hauling water all across our city, and with no relief in sight on that. You know, it's not like we're a 2-year project away from solving that issue. So, when I go down there, 90% of what I do is educate. And that's why it's so helpful, when we have members of our community come down. It's invigorating for myself. It's great to see, local faces and friends and folks I know, but it's also great to have, you know, a student go in and explain, you know, why they need a new school, because, you know, their population doubled in 5 years and, kids are taking classes out in halls, or, you know, why somebody's, explaining, why they need a new jail in Gesiglook, or why we need, you know, water trucks, because suddenly we have to drive ours around at 2/3 capacity, because of the road conditions. Those visual and those auditorial stories that we provide are invaluable to teaching, our fellow legislators, the other 39 folks that maybe don't get it, about how life is in Bush, Alaska. So.
One quick comment. I guess I did neglect. Thank you for reminding me. You do deserve a lot of credit from everybody for sitting next to Representative Eastman and earlier in the session keeping your cool quite admirably.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Representative Fensler, one of the best things I ever saw with that issue of educating people is when they had the Energy Caucus, you know, they close down the session for a week and the Energy Caucus goes to what D.C. and has a great time on the taxpayer's bill, that our senator at the time, Lyman Hoffman, brought some of the representatives and senators that were not part of that committee here, and we got to meet them. And I remember now who was Representative Myers, who was at that time and now Senators Myers, came here. And it opened up their eyes to the region, opened up their understanding of what the state is outside of urban Alaska. And it made some connections for us when we had that opportunity to go down and see them at a more friendly type of relationships instead of just you're from Bethel and you're from Wasilla or from Anchorage. So just if you, any way that you and our senator could work on that, I think is only helpful to our region and the rural part of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. That is something that is 100% on our agenda to do. And, you know, one of the things we were really trying to do during the AVCP convention was have a group of representatives come out here so that they could kind of meet with everybody from across the region and really kind of get a good cross-sectional. Unfortunately, just with the chaos that we had this year of being down in Juneau so frequently, did not provide for that travel. And they don't do Energy Week anymore, Energy Caucus Week, like they did, which used to give a week off so that you could kind of do those things in the middle of session. But it is, it's one of my top priorities to try to, you know, we have our first Alaskan Native speaker ever. Speaker Edgman, is amazing from Dillingham. You know, we have, a couple of great, representatives from around this state, that really do want to come out here, you know, and they say that, and I honestly know that they mean it. So we are at all costs trying to come out here. We'd like to have, as a co-chair of Community and Regional Affairs, a Community and Regional Affairs meeting out here at some point, to try to bring people out and educate them and do exactly what you want. We want them to meet everyone here. We want them to meet, our villages. We want them, you know, to ride, you know, in my boat that doesn't have a top, you know, in the rain and go to Gwithluk or Napaskiak or Napakiak and kind of get that experience. And that's invaluable, like you said. It's one thing to hear about. It's another thing to see it. It's another thing to experience it. And that's why I try to spend, you know, when I go out to a village, I don't just go for 2 hours. You know, I'm there to spend the night. I'm there to talk to the kids. I'm there to talk to the folks, because you really need to experience those things to understand and to be able to advocate for them. So thank you for that excellent suggestion.
I guess everybody had their say. Anybody else? Well, once again, thank you for coming. This was great, and I know we'll keep in touch. And anytime you need to address this body, we'll have an open invitation. We can put you on the agenda, no problem.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And anytime you want me to address this body, I serve at the behest of the people. So it's my job to come and report to you. So if you want reports as frequently as you want them, I'd love to be able to call in during session. Or I also, with kind of the card that has my information on it, I did leave you a Let's Stay in Touch card if you want to fill those out. And perhaps you can give them to the city clerk and I can collect them later, or I can have Ben collect them at some point. You can sign up for our e-newsletter. We'll get that out there. If you put your birthday on there, we'll send you a birthday card. We're looking for everybody to stay in touch, because really we are at a very imperative, important time, for our state. This is about the future. This is about our children. This is about our children's children. and a better tomorrow. And we'll never forget that. We will continue to fight for that. And we're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through this as a group. And gosh darn it, we're gonna get back to the top somehow, some way. So thank you very much. And Koyana for having me. And let me know when you need me again. So thank you.